Report: Gaza terrorist rockets killed more Palestinians than Israelis. Nearly half of Gaza war casualties associated with terror groups. By Joshua Klein on July 1, 2021. More Palestinians were killed by rocket attacks launched by the Gaza ruling Hamas terror group in the 11-day conflict in May than Israelis. According to a new report released by the Meir Amed Intelligence and Terrorism Information Center, ITIC. The report also highlighted that nearly half of the Palestinian casualties were confirmed terrorists. The report, which was published on Tuesday, undertook an analysis of the names of those killed in the recent conflict between Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization, and Israel, which began after the terror group launched over 4,300 rockets at civilian population centers throughout the Jewish state in mid-May. According to a detailed investigation conducted by the Intelligence and Terrorism Information Center, ITIC, of those rockets, 680 reportedly fell short and landed within the Palestinian coastal enclave, resulting in the deaths of 21 Gazans, including 9 children and 2 women. On the other side, Hamas rocket barrages resulted in the deaths of 12 Israelis, 2 of them children, in addition to an IDF soldier who was killed by an anti-tank missile. Of the 234 Palestinians killed during the conflict, a name analysis revealed that at least 112, nearly half, were officially members of terrorist organizations, while others were killed due to their proximity with terrorist operatives or targets during an attack, the result of Hamas situating its terrorist installations near or under civilian structures. Several fatalities, according to the Palestinians themselves, were not attributed to Israel, with Palestinians still investigating their circumstances. Colonel Richard Kemp, former commander of British forces in Afghanistan, noted a United Nations study showed that the ratio of civilian to combatant deaths in Gaza was by far the lowest in any asymmetric conflict in the history of warfare. Kemp claimed this was due to unprecedented measures taken by the IDF aimed at minimizing civilian casualties, including pre-strike warnings to civilians. He also attributed civilian casualties to Hamas' use of Gazan civilians as human shields. Despite the high number of Palestinians killed by Hamas rockets, little mention of the fact has appeared in establishment media sources. Hamas is known for its use of civilians as cover during conflict. Earlier this month, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, issued a statement admitting the discovery of a terror tunnel under a Gaza school it operates. In addition, Hamas admitted to having military and security headquarters within residential areas. Focus on the alleged plight of Palestinians at the hands of Israel is often a means of redirecting attention from the harm and oppression Palestinians suffer under both Hamas and Palestinian Authority, PA, rule. As the establishment media has directed its attention at a dispute over several homes in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem, painting Jewish claimants as seeking to ethnically cleanse the neighborhood by their presence, the recent arrest, beating, and gruesome death of Nizar Banat, a prominent Palestinian critic of PA leader Mahmoud Abbas, has largely been ignored. Despite large demonstrations in protest against Abbas and his government and the corruption they are accused of, Banat's death has yet to garner much attention. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.